Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday afternoon. Fantastic to have you with us. Always appreciate it greatly. Let's get caught up on some things, shall we? With the top five at five. The top five biggest sports topics of the day. The top five topics we are discussing. Ladies and gentlemen, the top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right, at number five here today, and we're going to hear from Heather Dinich here momentarily, but I tweeted the following yesterday, and we were talking about this yesterday on the show, and boy, did this thing take social media, man. Sometimes things take on a life of their own. I got everybody who isn't a Notre Dame fan is thrilled with me, and everyone who is a Notre Dame fan is throwing sharp, pointy objects in my direction, all right? Because I said the following. I said, look, the ACC should play hardball with Notre Dame. I'd only allow Notre Dame to play ACC opponents this season if they commit to being a permanent member of the conference for football. I don't want to see any more of this holier-than-thou BS. See, Notre Dame, why does Notre Dame right now need the ACC, need the All Cupcakes Conference? Because otherwise, with all these conferences going to conference-only games, Notre Dame has nobody to play. Notre Dame can have 10 games against the Sisters of the Poor, against the Bowling Greens of the world, because they're not in a conference, right? They can play 10 a la carte games or they can play nothing. So Notre Dame needs the ACC right now. And they've had this one toe in the water thing for quite some time. I don't know about you guys, but how many dates would you go on with somebody before you need to, before they need to bleep or get off the pot? You know, like, are we doing something or are we not doing something? What exactly is going on here? How many dates would you do? 7, 8, 10? Right? Maybe not more than that, though, right? Notre Dame is just continuing to one foot in, one foot out, and I'm saying enough of this. So, Heather Dinich, what could Notre Dame's schedule look like this coming year?
When you're talking about testing every single athlete in every sport that you have, Shane Lyons at West Virginia told me it's roughly estimated to be watching the ACC, I'm watching the Pac-12 because you've already lost a game against Wisconsin. And then if you also look at the Pac-12, they play Stanford and they play USC. So if that happens in the Pac-12, you lose three conference games. I think what happens in that scenario, knowing the relationship between the ACC and Notre Dame, is the ACC says, hey, you're already playing six games against us. And John Swofford and Jack Swarbrick kind of shake hands and Notre Dame fills the rest of its schedule with ACC teams.
Yeah, well, in order to do that, make a commitment. Make a commitment. It's bleep or get off the pot time, Notre Dame. We're well past that time. And if I'm in the ACC, look, I've got to do what's best for my conference. All right, I understand Notre Dame brings the money, they bring the fans, but you know what? Sometimes the principle wins out. You shouldn't give Notre Dame special privileges, for crying out loud, man. I'm over that. I really, really am. Next up, some really interesting numbers about per capita data from the state, from the Palmetto State. You know, because you've heard me say and lament and bemoan, probably to the point of being a broken record, how few blue chip athletes this state is producing for college football. No, I could give you every stat in the world, but the one that is most striking to me is that here we are in July, and the two biggest football programs in this state, Clemson and South Carolina, have not one commitment for the 2021 class from any player from the state of South Carolina. Dabo Swinney and Will Muschamp are ignoring their own state, ladies and gentlemen. But that doesn't hold true when it comes to NFL per capita players, right? If you look at babies born in the early 1990s, babies that would be in the male athletic prime, about 28 years old right now, what state per capita has the most NFL players? Florida's first, Georgia's second, and South Carolina's third. One in 4,745 babies born in the early 1990s from the state of South Carolina is playing in the National Football League. 51 players from the National Football League call South Carolina home. What does that tell me? That tells me that the problem for high school recruiting in South Carolina is a recent one. It's a recent one. Something has clicked recently in a very negative way, and a lot of people are pointing at the high school league as the reason why. But at least you know that the state has a history in terms of the best of the best of the best. This state has a history of doing quite well in that respect. Next up. All right, at number three today, Adrian Wojnarowski. You know what's so funny about this thing, man, is he is the most buttoned-up person in the world. You know, he seems like he is the most professional person in the world, which is just so crazy to me. But anyway, Adrian Wojnarowski went at a senator of Missouri, saying, hey, these messages they're going to put on the NBA jersey. How about support for our troops on the jersey? How about support for the blue on the jersey? How about free Hong Kong on the jersey of the NBA? And privately, Adrian Wojnarowski sent him an email that had two words in it. It said, bleep you. So what did the senator from Missouri do, Senator Hawley? He screenshotted that, and then he posted it publicly to social media. So ESPN has come out and said, this is completely unacceptable behavior, and we do not condone it. It is inexcusable for anyone working for ESPN to respond in the way Adrian did to Senator Hawley. We are addressing it directly with Adrian, and specifics of those conversations will remain internal. Adrian Wojnarowski has come out with a statement and said, I was disrespectful and I made a regrettable mistake. I'm sorry for the way I handled myself, and I am reaching out immediately to Senator Hawley to apologize directly. I also need to apologize to my ESPN colleagues because I know my actions were unacceptable and should not reflect on any of them. Lonzo is with ESPN. I am with the viral hashtag #NahWoj, which means, why did you apologize, dude? Like, you were doing the right thing. I'm not even talking about the issues at hand here, but the notion that Adrian Wojnarowski can't fire back at something he finds offensive without repercussions from his company, I don't know, man. That's falling on a little bit of deaf ears for me. What would I do and expect to be fired for? What could I do and expect to be fired for? If I said something that could be considered as racist or as hate speech, or if I embarrassed my company in some way, I could expect to be fired, right? But if I'm mad at a senator and I send a private email to a senator, and now this very valuable guy for ESPN is being put on blast because it's been sent out publicly, I don't know, man. That's kind of falling on deaf ears for me. What about you? If you were the senator, would you have posted Woj's email publicly that was all of two words? Or would you not have? All right. Curious as to your response on that one. Next up. Folks, there was an interesting debate going on that is nothing if not completely fun and hilarious and innocent. People were saying that LeBron James in a fight could beat Mike Tyson. Like if you put those two guys in a ring, boxing gloves, people were saying LeBron James would win. I might not be a very smart man, but that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. LeBron James, I don't know what Mike Tyson would do to LeBron James, but whatever it is would last 2 seconds. All right? 2 seconds is how long it would last. And I've given you a list of the players that could compete with Mike Tyson. Of all professional sports, these are the only guys. Don't give me any hockey players. Don't give me any baseball players. Short of Shaquille O'Neal in his prime, don't give me any current NBA players. The only player, professional athletes that could compete with Mike Tyson, a 53-year-old Mike Tyson, in a boxing ring today. Are you ready? My three were Jadeveon Clowney, Myles Garrett, and Von Miller. We also had a texter chime in with Aaron Donald, which I think is a great one as well. But, folks, Mike Tyson, there's something about that, the force of that guy's punches, man. The physics of it. The sound his glove makes hitting a bag is the same sound that Mike Trout's bat makes when it makes contact with a home run fastball. I've never heard anything like it. It's a record for human force by punch, man. And he is shorter, yeah, but he is so darn compact. One of those blows lands, it's curtains. So could LeBron James beat Mike Tyson in a fight? You're joking, right? Please tell me you're joking, because I don't know who could. I don't know who could compete, but those athletes would have to be on one hand, right? Certainly not more than one hand in professional sports today. And if you don't believe me, check out Mike Tyson's most recent workout videos. And finally, I have nominated myself as the new czar for college football because college football needs it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, what we're seeing in college football is a stark lack of leadership. Everybody's following everybody else. Everybody's waiting for the Ivy League and then the dominoes drop. No one wants to be the first conference that has bad news for the fans, so they wait and, no, you be the bad guy. No, you be the bad guy. No, you be the bad guy. And it's pathetic, and it's dumb, and it's pathetic, and it doesn't make any sense. And so college football needs a czar. College football needs a czar that is going to straighten up a lot of things in this sport. You know, if we do not have a college football season, Power 5 schools would lose an average of $75 million. Are you kidding me? Every school would lose an average of $75 million if there is no season. You need to have a central commissioner for all of college football. A central commissioner, a Dana White of college football, who is in charge of all the conferences. You can keep your separate conference commissioners, right? But they are all working for one boss, the central commissioner that doesn't exist in college football. What it results in just a mess, folks. This is a mess. What is this conference doing? What is this conference doing? Do you guys know that many conference administrators were really peeved yesterday when the news on the Big Ten was coming out that they were likely to go to an all-conference games model? Like the other conference commissioners were saying, well, we're going to be on a conference call with the Big Ten tomorrow. Couldn't we wait and talk about this together so we could all come to some sort of consensus as opposed to the Big Ten leaking out its own news? There is no continuity. There is no togetherness, folks, in all of college football right now. And it just feels like a disorganized mess, does it not? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. All you have to do is make sure that when you text to 71307, that ESPN is the first word of the text message that you send us. That way I can see it easily on the screen. You can get to us on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C-Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com is how you can do that. All right, let's check out our text line. Mark, I think that Brian Bosworth in his prime would be able to give Mike Tyson a run for his money. So says Joe. Brian Bosworth was a wuss, man. That guy was such a poser, such a tough-looking guy that was a mouse on the inside.
Yeah, really good hair, though.
Really good hair. You know what happened? Bo Jackson ran him over on the ran his ass over on the goal line, and he was never the same. Like, he lost all his testicular fortitude on that one play. A texter says, Mark, Tony Tucker was the tallest boxer at 6'5" with an 82-inch reach to fight Mike Tyson, and Alonzo's point went the distance with him. Wow. Wow. Texter says, Mark, I think Cam Newton could dance with Cam. Not this Cam Newton. He took more shots to the head than any dude I've seen in the last decade.
That is Mike Tyson included. That's an excellent point. Excellent.
At least you know he can take a hit. Cam Newton, I think 5 years ago, Cam might be in that category. Oh, here's a good one. I missed this one. And the guy wants me to know that he's anti-Alabama, but Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, yes. Derrick Henry could give Mike Tyson a run for his money. I've never seen anything like that. That dude is the closest thing to the Terminator on a football field that I've ever seen in my life. Can you imagine? I saw Derrick Henry play in person in high school. I went to go see Kelvin Taylor, Fred Taylor's son, who was going to be going to the University of Florida, and they were playing Derrick Henry's team. Folks, I've never seen anything like that in my life. Kids were running away. This is high school varsity football in Florida. Kids were running away from Derrick Henry. Like, they said, nah, man. They were running the opposite direction away from him because they didn't want to be steamrolled. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Guys running with three guys are around his legs, and they can't bring him down. Never seen anything like it, man. And then a texter says, I meant to text this in earlier, but I think James Harrison would give Mike Tyson a run for his James Harrison. Yes. This James Harrison or 5 years ago James Harrison? 10 years ago. James Harrison was like the strongest guy in NFL history.
I'm guessing James Harrison probably still in pretty good shape, though. You know, and still would be younger than Tyson.
Yeah, James Harrison is definitely on that list of like top three guys you would least like to meet in the dark alley, top three guys you would least like to tick off. James Owens tweets in, I think Ray Lewis could hold his own against Mike Tyson. I think Gronk could as well. Gronk would have no freaking prayer. Stop it with that.
Oh, yeah,
stop.
I want to see that. Yeah, put stop. Gronk in there. Yeah. I want to see that.
What do you have against Gronk? He actually tried at wrestling.
Nothing. It just would be, I saw how bad he was at wrestling.
Well, so you've been hitting with me about size and reach, and who would have the reach there? Gronk would have the reach. Dude, you know.
Gronk would have that smile on his face, and he would not move out of the way, and he'd get knocked out in 20 seconds.
Gronk's head would get squashed like a watermelon in that fight. Squashed. What about Ray Lewis? Ray Lewis versus my – damn, would I pace. Lonzo, if you told me tomorrow that Mike Tyson is fighting Ray Lewis, I would drop $100 to see that. $100 to see that.
Yeah, I
53-year-old Mike,
yeah,
43-year-old
sure.
Ray Lewis, you're telling me they're fighting? $100 right now. Take my money. Take my money right now. Texter says, probably any Florida State FSU quarterback in the last 5 years as well. They have to take a beating. All right. Coming up next on the show, I am going to present as proof to you that you too could be an NFL executive. I'll explain what I mean when Offsides rolls on. Right here on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It is Offsides with Mark Ryan and friends right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show as we roll on with a lot of fun conversation and topics between now and 7 p.m. I was looking at this, man, and it's absolutely fascinating to me. So here's what's been done here. To preview the NFL season, ESPN asked more than 50 league executives, coaches, scouts, and players to help us stack the top 10 players at 11 different positions. The results might surprise you, and they have shocked me. So this is a consensus of league officials here, right? League representatives, a consensus of those that work at the highest level. And I have this to me is, you know, I'm kind of a nerd for lists, right? I like lists, but you don't do a ton of lists on the air because it doesn't always make for great radio. But this I think is fascinating because it's those people at the highest level of what they do ranking the most important position in all of sports. The quarterback position. So how about the top 10 players in the National Football League at the quarterback position by the experts? And this, ladies and gentlemen, some of these is proof that you too could do this. All right. Matt Stafford is number 10. Try not to laugh. Dak Prescott is number 9. The number 8 quarterback in the NFL right now, per league executives, is Carson Wentz. Number 7 is Tom Brady. Number 6 is Lamar Jackson. Number 5 is Drew Brees. Number 4, Deshaun Watson, top 5 quarterback in the NFL per league executives. Number 3 is Aaron Rodgers. Number 2 is Russell Wilson, and number 1 is Patrick Mahomes. But here's the issue. Here's the issue, all right? And this is proof as to what happens if you just work hard and you fight through and you persevere. Patrick Mahomes' highest ranking among NFL officials was number 1. Patrick Mahomes' lowest ranking among NFL officials was number 4? There was an NFL official who believes that there's 3 quarterbacks in the NFL that are better than Pat Mahomes, and this guy has a job in the NFL, and you don't. Can you believe that? Russell Wilson, his highest ranking was number 2. His lowest ranking was number 9. Who was voting in that poll, Lonzo? Like there's somebody, an official in the NFL.
He would have been in the top 10 if it was me.
Yeah, right. An official in the NFL actually believed that Russell Wilson is the ninth best quarterback in the NFL. You're kidding me, right? Aaron Rodgers, a little bit better. Highest ranking was 2. Lowest ranking was 7. Deshaun Watson, highest ranking was 3. Lowest ranking was 11. Moron. Like, name 10 quarterbacks better than Deshaun Watson. Drew Brees, lowest ranking, 11. Really? Lamar Jackson, lowest ranking, 12. Again, who is Lonzo voting on this?
You know, you just brushed past the Drew Brees thing. Aren't you shocked that he's as low as he is?
He's fifth.
Yeah, but I love Deshaun Watson, but Brees has got to be higher than where he is. He absolutely has to be.
Well, okay.
That guy has been nothing but consistently in the top the entire time he's been in the NFL.
Here's the problem. New Orleans played more efficiently last year when he was out. Teddy Bridgewater went 5-0 with that team, Lonzo. So he's 41 right now, and I guess I look at it like if you're top five, the league is showing you respect, and Drew Brees is top five. You could say Lamar Jackson, the league MVP, is getting dissed at number 6. How can you be the league MVP and not be in the top 5? Tom Brady, number 7. Lonzo would have him 48th. I would have him top 3 or 4. But he comes in at number 7 on this list. The lowest ranking is 12. I mean, again, 12th. Carson Wentz at number 8 to me is a joke. What is this, like the fantasy of Carson Wentz?
They're just talking about regular season.
Like, is this how Carson Wentz appears in your fantasies and your dreams as the number 8 quarterback? Because we never get to see this guy play. What do you mean he's the 8th best quarterback in the NFL? When? Like, when does he play a full season? When? I don't understand this at all. Dak Prescott being in the top 10 to me is kind of a joke as well. Listen to this. The highest ranking for Dak Prescott on this list, these are NFL executives. Managers, general managers, etc. Some idiot general manager in the National Football League had Dak Prescott as the fourth best quarterback in the National Football League. So, Lonzo, there was an NFL executive that had Patrick Mahomes as the fourth best quarterback in the league, and then there was an NFL executive that had Dak Prescott as the fourth best quarterback in the league. I kid you not. I kid you not. These are NFL executives.
Is this really surprising to you? I'm sure the one who had Dak so high was from Dallas, and any of the AFC West guys would have said that Patrick Mahomes is not that good.
Dak Prescott is the is anybody saying Patrick Mahomes isn't that good? Are we still at that point where we're saying Patrick Mahomes
isn't
that good?
The AFC West, they're not going to give him respect. They hate him. I mean, come on.
So others receiving votes just missed the top 10. Matt Stafford should be nowhere close on this list, but Matt Ryan was number 11, Ben Roethlisberger number 12, Kyler Murray, Lonzo's boy, was number 13, Kirk Cousins 14, Jimmy Garoppolo 15, to round out this list in terms of the others receiving votes on this list. But folks,
so wait a minute, Kyler Murray's above Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, come on. Come on. What did Jimmy Garoppolo just play in the Super Bowl? What did Kyler Murray do? Kyler Murray was just short. Yeah, That's all he was.
Yeah, Kyler Murray played for an expansion team with an expansion head coach, and he was awesome.
You're going to continue to make excuses for this guy.
Jimmy Garoppolo played on the best NFL roster I've ever seen and was the reason they lost the Super Bowl.
5 years from now, Jimmy Garoppolo probably will be a Super Bowl champion. Kyler Murray will no longer be in the NFL.
You're one of those, Lonzo? So Charles Barkley and Dan Marino suck because they never won a Super Bowl?
No, we're not even talking about
something. Won an NBA championship.
Kyler Murray will not be in the NFL in 5 years.
He plays on a
ball. There's no way.
Oh, my God.
There's
no
way.
You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? You hear this? Let's timestamp this, ladies and
gentlemen. Overrated. He's your boy, so you're all excited about him, and he did nothing last year.
Let's timestamp this, ladies and gentlemen. On July the 10th at 5:33 p.m., Lonzo Reitzel has said Kyler Murray will not be – why is that, Lonzo? Because he's going to go to baseball? Kyler Murray will not be in the NFL in 5 years.
Absolutely. He will not be in the NFL in 5 years.
Oh, my God. You have said some things in your day And this one, my friends, has
taken the cake. I don't hear conviction in your voice. I think you're just saying it. You're going through the motions.
I think
you know I'm right. That's horrible that you agree with me.
Moral of the story is on all this, folks, is that some of these executives don't know their elbow from their ass. And it's really something that somebody would rank, an NFL executive would say that Patrick Mahomes is the fourth best quarterback. That some NFL executive would say that there's eight quarterbacks better than Russell Wilson. I'm sorry, who are they? Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz? I mean, please, can we see this comedy routine next week here in town? Deshaun Watson at four, I think, is kind of on point. I think he's moving to that place. Lamar Jackson gets dissed. And then, you know, I guess there's a big drop-off after seven in Tom Brady to Carson Wentz, but, like, somebody who doesn't play is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Like, this is the craziest thing in the world to me, Lonzo. 8, 9, and 10, Wentz, Prescott, and Stafford. It's like, how do you guys have a job doing this? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I am sitting here hoping that someone tells Patrick Mahomes that someone said he was the number four quarterback, because if that guy's motivated, think of what he could possibly do.
No, right? Fourth best quarterback in the NFL. Dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. Let's see here. Tom Brady at 7, a texter says. I'd barely put him in my top 20. Now Lonzo has cronies texting in his beliefs.
Really? Right? There are people out. Tom Brady's your boy now because he plays for Tampa Bay. That's fine. Yeah. I mean, we've established that. Good for you. I'm going to feel bad for you at the end of the year when Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots have a better record than Tom Brady. And you have to and who knows, we may still not be be in the building, but Grubhub delivers. And so do a lot of other things. You'll be delivering two lunches for me.
No, they do. What's the name of the place that does the pizza tots, Lonzo? Habitap. I'm getting the pizza tots for one lunch, and I got to decide what I want for the second lunch. A texter says Matt Ryan never gets any love. I mean, I don't know, man. Matt Ryan is number 11. Is that not about where Matt Ryan should be? Good, not great, right? Kyle Shanahan took him to a Super Bowl. He's not been close to the Super Bowl in any year where he doesn't have Kyle Shanahan. You know, and like Lonzo's extolling the virtues of Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo has an incredible team president in John Lynch, who's given him the most talented roster in the league, and has an incredible quarterback guru who makes him look a lot better than he is. So, you know, I don't know. You know, Lonzo likes to say that Jake Daylight come, but he got a Delhomme, was on the team that went to the Super Bowl with the Carolina Panthers. Gives him no credit above and beyond that.
He was on the bus and he was on the plane.
He was on the bus and he was on the plane, and Lonzo doesn't know how he got there. That's the exact same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. How did this – wait a minute. Is this a GQ magazine that he's on? Or this guy's the quarterback of the team? How did he get on the plane? That's the same. It's exactly the same thing. It's Jimmy Garoppolo is Jake Delhomme reincarnated.
I really am trying to figure out why you're so anti-Jimmy G. You just do not like because it's popular to not
like
the
guy. No, he's decent. He's decent, man. But dude, they've got him 13th, 14th. They've got him 15th. That's generous. 15th in the NFL is generous for where he is in his career right now. I mean, you want him in the top 10. Give me a break.
No, I didn't say that. I said he should be ahead of Kyler Murray. He should be ahead of losing quarterbacks.
All right.
He was a winning quarterback. Whether you think it was because of him or not, he was on a team that went to the Super Bowl. That should make him go up a couple notches above someone who barely won any games at all.
Let's see here. Matt Ryan's numbers weren't that different from 2016 and 2017 with and without Kyle. Yeah, but the results were different. They were a record-setting offense, and then they weren't. Lonzo's Fight Club is coming your way next on the eve of Fight Island's debut right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome to the Fight Game, the Fight Club, soon to be called Friends Corner. I don't know. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about because tomorrow Fight Island finally happens. We're going to see it. And why did Fight Island come about? Because, as Dana White says, got to have a place for international fights.
Pulling this off shows us that we can do international fights. If I kept doing fights in the United States, I would have burned out all of the American talent. We are a global company. We need to put on international events. So this is a big deal.
And it is a big deal because we've been talking about Fight Island for a long time now. It sounded like it was far-fetched, that it wasn't real, that there's no way that anyone could do this thing, but Dana White did this thing. This thing, speaking of which, UFC 251, 3 title fights. Is that worth the money? Absolutely, it's worth the money. Almost worth it for Mark Ryan to buy the fight. Well, let me sweeten the deal. 3 title fights and 2 women's fights. And we're going to get into that a little bit. But the main thing people want to see was Masvidal versus Usman. And Masvidal had this to say about what he's going to do to Usman.
Can you give us a preview? How do you see it actually going down?
Me baptizing his ass in front of the whole world.
So you think you knock him out?
Cold-blooded as can be. His body's grasping for air. I got my hand raised over him. Just going to baptize a man for the world to see. It's going to be violent.
Early or late?
It's going to start violent. It's going to end violent. I don't know, first round, fifth round. I don't know, but it's going to, just like I said in the Nate and the Till and the Ashken fight and every fight I've ever been a part of, I'm going to give it everything I have in my being to leave this guy unconscious and for a long time. Now, I don't like to just touch that little button and then they go to sleep and then they wake up and they're like trying to wrestle with the referee. No. You know me, I like to hold that button down. I want to make sure that when you come back to this world, you're spaced out. You're in an ambulance headed somewhere, and your cornerman got to tell you what happened because you got no recollection of it. And especially with a guy like Usman, I wouldn't mind if the referee trips on the way to stopping me and I get in a couple extra shots, you know?
All right, here's the thing. So there are people out there that are driving along the road right now going, did he just say that? Yeah, absolutely, he said that. You can get away with that kind of stuff in the UFC, in the boxing ring. And this made me think of something, and I'm sure Mark Ryan will know what this is when I play it. A very short clip, but this is what this reminded me of.
What's your prediction for the fight then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
That's right, pain. That was Clubber.
What is that from, Lonzo?
That was Clubber Lang, man, from
Rocky
III.
Rocky. What, the prediction is pain. I use that line a lot. I forgot where it was from, though.
Yeah, that's Mr. T.
Mr. T, the prediction is pain.
And he was right, because that was before the first fight, if I recall, and he won.
It is interesting, Lonzo, but when you're saying that you are going to make people sleep and when you're going to knock them out, it is true that the fight game is the only place where that's not frowned upon. Or that kind of language. And it's kind of special in a sense. And I know you, it probably doesn't appeal to you, because when you would watch Conor McGregor's, you know, pre-fight show tours, they would be filled with F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. And I found it to be the best trash talking I've ever heard in my life. It works in the fight game.
I think Masvidal's scarier, though. You know, Conor's about the show, and a lot of his violent behavior before whatever is trying to hype everybody up to get him to buy the pay-per-view. I'm more afraid of someone like Masvidal, that calm guy, who just slowly tells you, hey, this is what I'm going to do to you. Connor, there's some bluster to it, and there's showmanship. With Masvidal, I believe it more. I do. I believe that's absolutely what he's going to do. And when you see what he did to Ben Askren with that, I don't know if you recall, when he ran across the ring after the bell, kneed him to the face, boom, he was out, and I thought he broke his neck. I mean, that was a couple fights ago, and I can't wait to see this fight. And again, this keeps rolling around, and I think, okay, I'm not going to dish out the cash for this pay-per-view because I just – and then – and they put something.
And then
like,
you do every single time.
Three title fights. Not only do you have Usman and Masvidal, you have Alexander Volkanovski versus Max Holloway. That's going to be an excellent fight. Volkanovski is 21-1, Holloway 21-5. So these are really good fighters. You got Peter Yan versus Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo, another one of those names that when you hear it, you think UFC. That's also for a belt. And then the other two matches, the women's matches, Jessica Andrade versus Thug Rose Namajunas. I think I got it that time. Namajunas. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, that's what I thought. Amanda Ribas versus Paige VanZant. And, of course, we got prelims. Prelims start at 8 o'clock. They're on ESPN and ESPN+. So I'm looking forward to this. And I suggest, Mark, that you dish out the cash because you're finally going to get to see Yaz Island, man. Don't you want to see Yaz Island?
I'm waiting for my invite over to Lonzo's house. That's what I'm waiting for. You know, I keep waiting for this. It hasn't happened yet. I'm gonna hold out hope that eventually at some point this is gonna happen because Lonzo cares about my wallet and he doesn't want me to have to shell out the money for the
fight. Well, you know, it really comes down to social distancing. And if I believe what you have said, you know, for all this time about, you know, taking care of yourself and everyone around you, I couldn't possibly invite you to come to my house because, you know, I've been in a minefield for the last 2 days and you never know. So I wouldn't want you exposed to that sort of thing.
You never know. You never know, Lonzo. You know, I love how you paint me like I have never even left my place during all this.
No. You're wanting to be safe. I want you to be safe, too. I cannot absolutely guarantee that you would be, first of all, coming to Lawrence County, because if you get a little lost, they may never see you again.
All right, so give me this on this fight. Give me this. How many pound-for-pound top 10 fighters are fighting in this tomorrow that you would consider they're going to be? You said there's three title fights. So how many pound for pound top 10 UFC fighters are we seeing here?
Well, I think you got to go with six, all three title fights. I mean, you don't get a title fight unless you are ranked 1 through 3, something like that. And all these guys are ranked really high. And, you know, originally Usman and Masvidal was supposed to happen, but Masvidal wanted more money and they wouldn't pay him. And then, Gilbert Burns got COVID, couldn't go. And so then Masvidal got some more money. We still don't know how much money he's getting, but he's getting it made him happy. And I, you know, something else is surprising. If you remember the beginning of the week, he was 20 pounds overweight. He just made weight. Who else can lose 20 pounds in 4 days?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't. That, I mean, that's so unhealthy, too, man. It's so unhealthy.
Yeah, like, but after you weigh in, though, you can eat and you can rehydrate. You can get your carbs in, all that kind of stuff. So, and these guys are used to it.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I won't be paying for it, but I can see the prelims early. Can I not?
Yes, you can.
All right. So I'll get to see what Fight Island looks like, and I'll watch the prelims tomorrow night, man.
By the way, I got Masvidal on this. His star will rise so much if he's able to do what he says he's going to do and baptize Usman in violence.
There you go. There you go, indeed. All right. Getting you set for Fight Island. It is Lonzo's Fight Club here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's check on the text line. Texter says, great to have you back, Lonzo. Love the show with you guys. That comes from Pittsburgh Tony chiming into the show. So support of Lonzo being back, as well as we have some news and a statement from ACC Commissioner John Swofford. The health and safety of our student-athletes, coaches, and administrators remains the ACC's top priority. As we continue to work on the best possible path forward for the return of competition, we will do so in a way that appropriately coincides with our university's academic missions. Over the last few months, our conference has prepared numerous scenarios related to the fall athletic season. The league membership and our medical advisory group will make every effort to be as prepared as possible during these unprecedented times, and we anticipate a decision by our board of directors in late July. That, my friends, is leadership. That, my friends, is what has been missing. Where has this been? What's taking you so long, Swaff? And this is exactly what conferences should do. Ivy League, we're not going to play sports in 2020. Knee-jerk reaction time. Let's all knee-jerk reaction. Okay, the Ivy League did it. The smart people did it. So now let's all fall in line thereafter. Big Ten, we're only going to play conference games. ACC's like, chill, bro. We're going to take our time. We're going to look at the data. We're going to encourage all these people, all of you citizens, to behave responsibly, social distance, wear masks, etc., and we'll look and see where we are in late July. This is exactly what people should be doing. This is exactly it. I understand that the compass right now is not pointing in a direction that any of us like. We don't like the direction this is going, the direction this is heading. But at this particular point, there's nobody that said, we need a decision by July 10th. Nobody said that. You know, it's interesting. Will Muschamp, a few months ago, and he probably wishes I didn't remember this, but I do. Will Muschamp gave a drop-dead date of July 13th. Guess what day that is? Monday. He said, we got to be moving forward by July 13th if we're going to start on time. I think what you're learning is there's not going to be a start on time. So now it's just a matter of if and when, right? We all hope the if is yes. We all want to remove that if. I said today, I shared on social media today that I've been asked back for a second season on the Clemson Network postgame show. And I said on the bottom, my bottom line of it was, I'll be ready if, when, and wherever. But I really want to remove the if there. We can't do it at this point. We just can't do it at this point. So with all of that said, if I was the czar of college football, if I was the czar college football so desperately needs, what changes would I make to the sport? You're not going to want to miss this next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.